This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hi. Didn't see you guys at the big get-together.
Which one?
Gathering?
Dan Mason's wedding.
Really?
On Saturday.
I was there. I was catering.
I guess you guys...
I was in the kitchen.
I guess you guys weren't invited, huh?
Apparently not.
Ass kissers only. That's why I was there.
Ah.
Did you go?
Of course, Mike. I took my shirt off. I was the guy that said if there's anyone... who thinks there's a reason this marriage should not be happening?
You stood up?
Yeah. It was a gag.
Mm-hmm.
And a good one.
And then I went out, I just started Donnie Simpson's car. It just sat in it, warmed it up until he was done.
Oh, very good.
Okay, hi, everybody.
I'm glad you had a good time.
I sat next to Michael Hughes.
Exciting.
Oh, that's great.
I'm just relaying information about a public feature, a public
event.
Person.
Yes.
A public person, a personality, the president of our radio division.
Yes.
Who got married right here in D.C. over the weekend.
Really?
I heard.
And we didn't get invited.
I heard Michael was the ring bearer. Is that true? Did he have the ring on a pillow?
That would be bad luck, I think, if you got married.
Was Donnie there?
Yeah. Donnie Simpson and Michael Hughes were there.
Wonderful.
Anyway, missed you guys. It was a great party. I wish you could have been.
Sounds
there.
Like it. I'm stunned.
It was fantastic.
Had no idea.
I had a good time.
Well, sure.
I kept saying, I'm sure Mike's invitation and Buzz's invitation were lost in the mail.
Had to have been.
I don't know. And I also said, this does taste like chicken.
Because it was chicken.
I don't know what it was, Mike.
Right.
It was crazy, though.
How was the reception?
Everybody. Well, Hughes was himself.
Right.
You know him.
Mm-hmm.
Warm wine enema. Once he started doing the electric slide.
Yeah. Right.
Why, around that time, all of the people just, it was like Moses, like Moses parting the Red Sea.
Uh-huh. Very exciting.
Just Michael Hughes right there.
He's always the life of the party.
Middle of the dance floor.
I got to wonder what it's like to be invited to something like that. Because you know you're invited. These local guys that were invited to this thing
right.
were invited because the president of the company happened to be getting married here.
Yes.
Right over the weekend.
Right.
So I wonder, I'm wondering about the guest list.
Yes.
That he says, okay, I've got all of these managers
mm-hmm.
and all of these DJs. How do you decide who makes the suck-up list
mm-hmm. right.
coming to the guy's wedding?
Sure.
Because you've got to think at some point the guy, when he gets at home, he looks at his wedding pictures, you know, the wife's going to go, well, who's this guy?
Uh-huh.
And he's going to go, that's Michael Hughes. I thought you fired him. No, not yet.
Uh-huh. Did they have good finger food?
Yes.
Was it a band or a disc jockey?
Actual yes. Fingers. It was real fingers,
yes.
Mike.
Yes.
And yes, yes, it was a good band and a good disc jockey. What a great party. And like I said, when I broke the glass... Congratulations.
Mazel tov.
All the best to the couple from the Don and Mike Show.
For sure.
So congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Mason, who got married in town over the weekend.
Very nice.
And now on with the show.
Okay.
What about the managers that didn't get invited?
Yeah.
I would think that they'd be a little nervous.
Do you think that Hughes is the only suit that got invited?
Oh, no. Of course not.
Couldn't have been. I wouldn't think.
Really?
There would have to be others.
Don't you think that the...
Well, didn't he? You know who was there. You were there.
Well, Mike, it was a whirlwind of...
Why don't you
activity.
Tell us who was there?
Oh, it was a crowd.
Well, Buzz and I were excluded, but you obviously were there with your tuxedo.
I didn't even know.
Did you wear your tuxedo?
No, the thing is, it was like that Tom Cruise movie.
Right.
It was like that crazy Tom Cruise movie.
That kooky, crazy Tom Cruise
movie? The Stanley Kubrick movie.
Eyes Wide Shut?
We all had on the masks that had little sticks on
them. And did it end up like the Tom Cruise movie?
Absolutely.
That'd be fun. Always wanted to go to a party like that.
It would have been fun.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
wear
it's,
your mask. Mask optional.
Where is the thing?
There it is. You have your own mask, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, here we go.
You found your invitation?
No,
yeah,
I
he's found getting it. He's getting his invitation out right now.
No, I just read about it on DCR TV.
Oh, I see.
CBS's Mason marries.
Right.
DC area's Dan Mason, president of CBS Radio, married, name not to be announced, Saturday at the Ritz-Carlton McLean, WPGC-FM morning man Donnie Simpson.
Of course.
And CBS Radio DC cluster honcho.
Yes.
Michael Hughes.
He's in charge of the cluster.
Attended the festivities.
Great.
I'm just wondering, you know, if you're the Masons, you know, how you feel about making this guest list.
Right.
Right? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe these guys are really, truly friends.
They might be.
All of them, and there's a good reason that they were invited, and we weren't.
Well, I you know, have we ever really worried about not being invited to things?
Mike, we were invited to Joe Theismann's wedding.
We were. And he, I invited him to mine.
Yes, he was.
And he came.
Anywho.
I really feel put off.
Anywho. Congratulations to the couple.
Feel about the
no.
same.
There you go.
No.
Mike, all of us.
No.
All of us brown nosers got our invitations. I'm sorry.
I know. If I could just learn to kiss ass
maybe
a little bit more.
Maybe you could just learn from the master.
I
here.
Know.
Place Teach your us. Nose right there.
If
sniff.
I could try a little harder.
Just kiss a little more butt.
I'd be better.
You and me.
I just can't bring myself to do that, Don. I'm a rebel. What can I say?
What a great table it was. Me and Donnie Simpson and Michael Hughes.
Fun, fun, fun.
Just three cats talking about life.
I like the way you... You kind of waltz in from going and not going.
No,
now,
I,
what's
what,
it going to be?
No.
You got to say, what's the problem? Listen, I know you're trying to make this thing. We know you were there, and we weren't. Okay, so just stop trying to sugarcoat
it. Okay, then I will just end it by saying congratulations to the couple. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, Joe, it was a pleasure carpooling with you.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Did Joe power wash the patio before the reception?
Joe was invited.
I know he was.
We got that.
He was an invited guest.
It's a very, very select group.
Clearly.
All right, let's start today's show. Because this is...
Godspeed and congratulations to the new couple.
I know it's kind of awkward for everyone in this room, which is why I brought it up right here, right up front.
Uh-huh. Not awkward for me. You know what it is for me?
What?
It's an old familiar feeling. It's an old familiar feeling.
Hello,
come on,
feeling.
Come on. We wouldn't have wanted to go to that thing anyway.
You're right about that.
But it would have been nice to have been asked.
Yeah, it would have.
Just so we could have said we were busy doing our charity work.
Which we do every weekend. You know, I think we just added to the list of great snubs throughout our career.
How could you possibly get married and not want us to be at the party?
We're the life of the party. I mean, when we arrive at any social function, we make it work.
Isn't a party.
I mean, let's face it. We're the jesters. We understand that.
Right. We have... the matching, not matching, but we have the pastel color tuxedos with the top hats and the canes.
The whole Dumb and Dumber thing. We do it.
They don't realize that whole bit out of the movie Dumb and Dumber was based on how we show up at weddings and also Christmas parties.
weddings for executives.
We come in. I mean, the whole thing, yeah, we weren't going to sue the producers and Jim Carrey.
Why?
You know, for that movie. But yeah. The fact is, we made an entrance that way. What, 10, 11 years ago, where we came in hitting each other with the canes on our legs?
I don't know.
And, of course, Mr. Last Blow, I walk in through the door, and, man, right on the back of my thighs, as hard as he could.
Ouch. I guess he just needed seat fillers.
You think that's it?
I guess that was it. Uh-huh. You know, because I think he's
based. We have to find out about that guest list.
He's based in New York now.
Love to know
right.
who else was there.
So I'm guessing that Hughes was like a human shield.
Still comes down here on a regular basis, though.
Yeah, well.
He's one of the power brokers.
You would know better than I.
No, you would know better than I.
No, you would.
Au contraire, mon frère.
No, au contraire.
You would know better than I.
You want to talk about... You want to be, what is that tape we have? You want to be out of the circle?
You want to be connected?
You want to be connected?
You
where's
are
that
connected.
Tape? I ain't connected anymore. I got news for you. My connections are when I got to read stuff on Rupert's site,
right?
That I used to know.
Did he go to the wedding,
Rupert?
Uh huh.
How did he find out?
Yeah, that's why I asked.
Probably Hughes wrote him. Seriously,
dear Rupert,
I went to the wedding. I went to the wedding.
I was there. None of the other managers were invited.
He was there. I know he was there.
Just me.
Just walking around to all the guests, greeting. He greeted all the guests with the cocktails. Oh, I like being on the outside looking in. I truly do.
Like you said, familiar.
Anyway, Mike, you know more than me, and here's proof.
But I want to be connected. I want to be part of the loop.
It's taken us 8 years to totally disconnect you the way you always wanted to be. So keep this in mind. If I connect you, you will be connected.
Fine. Then connect me.
Fine. Connected you will be.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm unconnected now.
Disconnected.
Disconnected. Yes. Thank you.
A certain kind of thought process.
Thought process?
Yeah, thought process.
What thought process?
Like the thought process we're involved in right now. I think we should try and catch it, put a stop to it.
Fine. And stop it, we shall do.
You are disconnected and you are unimaginably talented.
And before we actually start the show, so sad for Jerry. So sad for Jerry.
I doff my Red Sox cap to you.
Only 39 million beans. I think you spent more than that promoting the piece of crap.
Oh, yeah.
You said it. You called American Gangster.
Mm-hmm. America stood up this weekend to you, Jerry Seinfeld.
I thought B-Movie would do it, even though I hated to see him do it, but he didn't do it. Good.
It did not.
Not thick enough.
Let's start with some Larry and Jerry, shall we?
And they put us on Thursday. We went from 58 to 4 in 1 week. And that was it. And then we started doing better than Cheers. And then I don't know. I don't know how it happened.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did. So.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented. Is this still CNN?
Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also. Yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were.
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers. Last episode.
What? Don't take it so bad.
Well, that's the big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Then he says,
we'll be right back.
Jeez.
B-Movie opens tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Larry was just out of it.
Good for Larry.
Larry was just so totally out of it. Yeah, we'll be right back.
All right, and before we start, here's a word from our sponsor.
Ever had to get to the rodeo, but you had this problem? I'm Franklin, born with a tooth. From Brockett Used Motors, and I'll let you in on just a little bit of a deal. All right. If you come down here with a case of beer, I can give you a good deal on an old 65 Chevy Impala four-door. You can put both the mother and the father-in-law in there and the six cousins and as well their sisters. And don't forget Grandma, too. You can even get five others in the trunk if you take out the spare tire.
Right.
And on Wednesdays, you can drive into town and hang out around Galt Gardens. It doesn't have any hubcaps, and a window in the back is just plastic. But a good deal at only $4 to $8 if you bring me a case of whiskey. Come on down today. Listen to one satisfied customer. Okay, we'll see what we got here. This son of a bitch car better start. I gotta get to the rodeo. She's running a little rough. And Whitey car. He's a spark plug. This thing's a piece of shit. It.
Ernie K. Scar.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now I'm mad.
All right.
Hello.
something?
What's that?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Oh, that's happened. The following radio show can be heard by people.
I'm not happy.
Thank you, Paul. Where's that other one?
I got your candy right here.
Come on, where's what I'm looking for?
What glorious goo.
And of course, glorious goo is...
Being careful?
Yes.
It's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
You see, the problem is, we've grown apart.
The problem is, you don't share my interest in not being with you. Now I'm mad.
Too many tapes at once.
Ew. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah. There we go. Hi, everybody.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Welcome back to the film. Friends of the bride to the left.
Welcome.
Friends of the groom to the right. Don and Mike show, everybody.
This show is great.
It's going to be funny, I think.
This show is going to be funny.
So good.
So good.
The Don and Mike show and a new episode of this Monday.
Beauty. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Phone number, same as it was last week, 877-365-3636. What are you doing?
I got a stomachache. No, I'm actually trying to cover up my phone from ringing because I didn't turn the ringer off.
Uh-huh. That's all right. While you're doing that, I will call my phone.
Call your phone.
To start today with the drunk message I received from Joe over the
Another
weekend.
Another drunk message.
Oh, good.
God, I forgot to give him my phone number.
See
last
if
time
you can guess while I dial the number up here, uh-huh. The day and the time he called.
Hmm. I'm going to say Saturday at 3 a.m.
Saturday is correct, Mike. 3 a.m. is not. Buzz.
I'd say 1:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Did you get a call?
No.
You're very close.
I know what time he makes his calls.
1 p.m. Saturday.
Wow, cool.
12:57 to be exact.
I see.
He called you too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Did he speak to you or leave you a message?
No, we spoke.
Love starting.
Howdy. I'm not here. Call me back.
Please enter your password.
Password?
Come on, Joe.
Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1.
Here we go.
First saved message.
Hey, homo. I got the box today. It wasn't Federal Express.
Oh,
it was UPS, you goof.
He sounds wasted.
Got it.
His Xbox.
I didn't have to work again today, so... I'm going to open it up and get her hooked up.
It sounds like Jim.
Go rent me a thing to play it. So,
they sound similar.
Dude. You didn't have to do this.
They sound remarkable.
Give me a call later. Talk to you later. Bye. Thanks. All right.
I think they have similar energy.
End of message. Yeah. To delete this message, press 7.
Well,
to save it in the archives, press 9. Message deleted. Next message.
Hi, baby. I wanted to just get...
Excuse me, privately.
Deleted. Next message.
Sure.
Thank you for the Halloween candy. We love you.
Grandchildren?
Oh, grandchildren.
We love you.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah, we're doing okay. We're doing okay here. Just wanted to get that message before we got dinner and bedtime. Oh, hold on. Carl didn't say it.
She's the youngest one.
Thank you for the candy.
Ah.
I love you. Bye.
Hold on.
Message deleted.
Here we go.
White power.
Oh,
in America. White power. Today.
He's doing a reading.
White power. In America. Before it gets too late. White power.
There you
end of message. To delete this message, press 7. To save it in the archives, press 9.
Felt
to hear more options, press 0.
Wow.
To replay this message, Press 4 wow. to get envelope.
White power in America.
3 minutes until 1 on Saturday afternoon.
Wow.
Today. White power in America.
He's doing this at a coffee shop.
Before it gets too late, white power.
With a beret.
End of message. To delete. Message deleted. Yeah, end of messages.
That's a good idea.
Oh, you're not saving?
KCBQ.
What's up for America? Wow. What's up today? What's up for America? For it gets too late.
Gotta ask Joe. Joe, how was your weekend?
More than welcome. A couple hot dogs in the bottom and all the pretzels.
He's not even listening.
I think there sounds like he's getting food.
Stranger in the building delivering food.
Sounds Joe's getting his eat on.
Turn around this way, Buzz. Don't look at
right. Sorry.
And they, you know, nobody would like them. So I also brought, imagine, I know they're on the air. I can't talk to them now. I know.
They don't know we're on the air.
God, he's stupid.
Partner in life and in business, my wife. And some.
Joe's back there getting food from someone and doesn't even realize that the microphone is on that we're talking to him. Yeah. To ask him why he was calling me with the White Power song at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I live in Rockville. I live in Falls in 270. I'd like to come back. I borrowed this bag from the store in Wheaton Plaza.
Okay.
I want you to know no one's going to be eating whatever food this cat brought.
It sounds
in.
Like a private citizen bringing food by.
Yes.
Sure does. Exactly.
It's not a corporate visit.
Okay.
It's still kind of warm.
Still kind of warm because the people's blood is still
the entrails.
Still in the.
Hey, you want to distract Joe?
The human brownies.
Chow, right?
Sure.
Listen, look, he is completely captivated by this.
Look at him back there.
Has no idea that we're even talking about it.
Stay tuned,
Joe.
Yes, Don.
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
Well, Joe, what's going on back there?
This guy Eric from Andy M's Pretzels is here. Just brought us a big box of pretzels.
You were speaking about
that. That's who you were speaking to.
Joe, what prompted the 12:57 p.m. Saturday afternoon white power call?
I don't know. Just trying to think of something funny. I don't know.
Were you imbibing?
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
Well, I'd like a yes or no.
Based
on
the time, I would say that was a safe assumption. A
little more than probably, Joe. We had discussed it at about 10 minutes earlier.
Oh, okay. So it was the Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
All right.
Remember, we spoke as well.
Rob, you picked up.
I recall.
Picked up the
phone.
I was
in the car. I was on my way to get my son, and Joe was on the phone, and I picked up.
Oh, this is the middle of the day.
Like about lunchtime.
Oh, I thought it was like midnight-ish.
12:57 p.m.
Oh, 12:57 p.m.
1 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
And I applauded Joe for his high function.
Saturday afternoon.
Saturday. But you didn't sing to me, Joe.
I'm sorry, maybe next time.
What were you doing, Joe?
Getting ready to make chili. Uh-huh. Just kick it on a Saturday. Kick it freestyle.
Freestyle.
All right, thanks, you retard.
How was the chili?
It was very good. I just finished some.
Bloody Mary and chili?
No, the chili was later in the day. You got to let it simmer.
I mean, same day, Bloody Mary and chili?
Yes.
Straining at stool?
No.
I would imagine that was quite a burn factor on Sunday.
It was. I suppose you've been there.
Well, don't worry about anything going on with the telephones or the show. Make sure that the pretzel guy gets all of your attention.
Well, Auntie Anne's.
Christ, you stupid whore.
Is it Auntie Annie's, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Did he get it wrong? I mean, if you're talking pretzels.
That would kind of.
Auntie Anne's.
Be kind of nice if you did. Hello, Don and Mike Show. First call of a brand new week.
Hi, it's Albie VD.
Is this really Albie?
It is me. It's Albie VD.
No, see, Albie VD does not refer to himself as Albie VD.
Well, that would be the way that I would tell you who I was on your phone call, that it's Albie VD. You know, the cut T-shirt and the neck and the whole thing. And
It sounds whisperingly like Albie D.
Were you at Dan Mason's wedding on Saturday?
I was calling you to tell you I didn't see you in the room there. I was DJing.
This is Albie.
This is Albie.
Yeah, this is Albie.
Yeah. So you were DJing at that soiree.
I DJed the soiree. Yes, I did.
Really?
Yes, I did.
And was it a fantastic affair?
Well, of course it was a fantastic affair. I was surprised that I didn't see you there, guys.
Well, now, we certainly were when we read about it on DCR TV.
Did you really DJ the event?
Yes, I did. I really DJed the event.
Wow.
Well, you know, I mean, it's still not full time. I need to make as much money as I can.
I understand. So, hey, Albie, what was Michael Hughes being there? I can't think that he and Dan Mason are actually friends. Was Hughes there like as a representative or a seat filler? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
You still got to work for the guy.
Yeah. Albie, was it a DJ heavy event? Were there DJs there besides Donnie?
No, there was only one other DJ there. That was Michelle Wright, middays over at WPGC. But mostly, you know, friends of Dan and his new wife, Kathy.
There you go. I think you've said enough right there. Friends of Dan.
Friends of Dan.
Friends of Dan.
Very good.
All right, Albie VD, always great hearing from you. No kidding.
It's a pleasure, guys.
The Don of D.C.,
Albie. You're sounding good on the globe, Albie.
Thank you, my friend.
Rock on, Albie. Albie VD.
Good man. And that's good. Good of him to call. He was the pay to help. Two DJs invited.
So I guess John Pop was booked?
I guess so.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know.
Three DJs, if you count
Albie. Three DJs, yes,
Albie. Albie was not an invited guest.
But still still quite an honor, I would imagine, to be chosen to spin.
That gig.
I didn't know that Albie does that, but I guess he does do that on the side.
Well, Albie is between gigs now. You know, he's got he's got a gig at XM, and he's got a gig at 94.7.
Right.
So, you know, he's got a lot of things going on.
Is he doing any record hops?
Well, that's exactly what he did.
Exactly?
Same thing. Yeah. Exactly.
He DJed the president of the company's wedding on Saturday. That we were not invited to. Excuse me, that you guys were not invited to.
He word friend.
You guys. Right.
But you had a good time?
FOD, friend of Dan. I had, as Bill Medley said to Jennifer Warrens, yes. I've had the time of my life.
Did you dirty dance?
Did Albie play that?
He did. Mm-hmm. Over and over.
But,
of course, it was Macarena Helen.
I bet he did play that. I bet he did play that.
People love it.
The time of my life.
You know what?
I owe it all to you.
You know, we didn't get invited, and we knew the wedding was coming up, and all those hours that you and I practiced the lifts in the pool.
Nobody puts Mike in the corner.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to congratulate Don on correctly guessing American Gangster. Beat and B movie, and I just wanted to tell Mike about a funny part in B movie that he might get a kick out of.
But I'll never see it. That's the point. So you might as well tell me what the funny part is.
Well, it's just if they know that DreamWorks always takes a shot at Disney, and it was funny watching because I had to go with my kids, but it was funny watching the kids when DreamWorks took the shot at Disney by shooting and killing Winnie the Pooh.
Something the whole family. I understand Clay Aiken liked it, too. B-movie, Larry, you don't know who I am.
All right, so here we go with the weekend. I got to start by telling you that my sister-in-law, Judy, has spent the weekend with us. And if there is a more perfect house guest, I really don't know if there is. I mean, she should write a book, seriously, about coming into someone's home and not being obtrusive and putting herself in the middle of everything.
Right.
Anyway, just as cool as can be.
Wonderful.
She came into town this weekend to go with Janet to go to see Paula Deen downtown.
Now, come on. What are you playing that sound effect for when you were professing your love about her
doing
on
her
Friday?
Her one-woman stage show.
Did she bring anything back for you?
Oh, she did my love toys. No, actually, here I do.
I mean, if she shook hands, you instructed her not to wash her hand, right?
Actually, she did not, and I'll tell you about that, about the heavy, heavy Paula Deen security.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. They're stars.
She called me at about 10:30. She and Judy were making their way wherever it was downtown where there was this cooking expo, and she said, hold on, I'm going to roll down the window. I wanted you to hear something. And I heard something along the lines of, hell no, we won't go, hell no, we won't go. I said, what's going on? And she said, there are people from Smithfield Hams who are protesting Paula Deen, and they're all wearing gigantic chef hats.
Wow.
She's a controversial figure.
Wow. Smithfield. That's where I told you I have my Paula Deen picture on my lunch meat that I get.
Well, this was confusing to me because I know that, I thought that they were a sponsor of hers.
Yeah.
And I know that the tickets that Janet had bought for this thing said Smithfield Presents.
Okay. You know, that's her big sponsor.
Anyway, so she had pissed off some workers in the company or something.
Huh.
So they made their way through, and then it was just the ultimate CF where people were not given tickets that had seat numbers on them.
Oh.
They said if you bought your ticket in April, you get an upfront ticket. So make sure that if you bought your ticket in April, you hold your hand up now, and we will give you a post-it note a little yellow post-it note that you will put on your ticket that will then let you in to get your book signed later. Of course, Janet didn't have any of this stuff.
What a CF.
And she is just like me in this regard. If you act like you belong, you can get just about anywhere.
True.
The problem here is that it's Janet who is not afraid to BS her way along, and Judy, my sister-in-law, who seriously is afraid that if she tells a lie, a single lie,
right,
that God is going to strike her dead.
Uh-huh.
She's kind of morally all there.
Right, right.
Unlike us. Okay. So the first thing Janet says to her is, well, this is just ridiculous. We're just going to go sit right down 9 rows from the front. And Judy said, we can't do that. We can't do that. And Janet said, sure we can. And Judy said, we don't have the post-it. Janet said, who cares? And then they got down there and someone said, do you have the armband? The wristband.
Oh, you need a wristband.
And Janet said,
tight security.
And Janet said, without even thinking twice, yes, we do. But it's underneath my sweater, underneath my jacket, and I really don't have time to show it to you. Can we just take those two seats? Uh-huh. She said the whole time, Judy was standing there, and Judy said this herself, shaking with fear.
Yeah.
You know, thinking they're doing something
bad. Petrified she's going to be thrown out on her ear.
Well, hold on, because they were. I'll tell you why. Okay. They get done with whatever the one-woman sex show is that Paul Dedeen does on stage. Uh-huh. And then if you want the thrill of buying her tiny pocket-sized cookbook and having her little ham fingers actually sign it, mm-hmm. you go to a different line, and that's where the post-its come into play.
Ah.
That you can only get your book signed if you have a post-it note.
This is such a perfect town for Food Network stars.
Yep. So Janet gets in line, and Judy says, before we didn't have the wristbands or the post-it notes, now we don't have the post-it notes that we need to get the book signed. And she says, forget it, we're in line. What are they going to do, kick us out? Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, someone who is in security came over and said, if there is anyone in line that does not have a post-it note, you need to point those people out to us because they have to go to the back of the line. And Janet said, immediately, everybody around them turned around and said, these two don't have post-it notes. Oh,
no. Lovely people, aren't they? Wonderful. Now, let's cook those holiday meals.
Now, at that point, for Judy,
sure,
she had had enough of this.
Of course.
Judy stepped out of line, and the security guard, I said,
way
well,
out of line.
I said, define security guard.
Yeah.
I said, middle-aged woman wearing a
matron.
A yellow, one of those yellow crowd control windbreakers.
Yes.
Okay. So, a thick woman.
Yeah, a bigger woman.
Right.
So she pulled Judy out of line and pulled Janet out of line and then said, y'all leave. Just leave now. Go. You're kicked out.
Mm.
And they stood there for a second, and Judy opened the door to the convention center or whatever it was and actually walked outside.
Uh-huh.
At that point, the guard walked away. Janet said, stay right there. She's got balls, my girlfriend. She went back in line with the same people because the security guard went somewhere else. So now she's back in line.
Like thugs. Paula Dean thugs. Uh-huh.
She's back in line with the very same people that just outed her to the security guard.
Right.
They saw the guard take them to the corner of the convention center, open the door, and now the guard has walked off somewhere else.
Okay.
Janet said that at that point, she turned on these people and she said, excuse me, I work for Smithfield Ham. And Smithfield Ham told me to be right here. And we are 4 people away from Paula Dean, and if any of you wants to challenge me on this, why don't we bring security back? Because that's why I'm here, because I belong here. And
that's
they bought it.
That's how you do it.
Good for her.
And they bought it. And at that point, she said it wasn't even the fact that she wanted to have the book signed.
Right.
It was the principle of the thing. And yes,
sure,
they were cutting in line, but it was a ridiculous way of getting people. She said it was very Disney-ish, where it was, you know,
yep,
go here and look at this while we distract you and make a left then make a right and
right,
go around the building. And anyway,
just an overall CF.
So she said by the time that she got outside, poor Judy was literally sweating through her clothes like they had just robbed a bank or something.
Oh, no.
Saying, I can't.
Did she get a book out of it?
Janet got one. Janet got her book signed.
And got to up close and personal with Ms. Dean?
Yeah, saw her, and I guess her husband was up there, I guess.
The guy with the beard?
Jimmy.
Yeah, but she said,
is that his name, Jimmy?
No, I'm just guessing.
Jimmy.
She said
Jimmy
was,
Dean.
Jimmy Dean. She said it was weird that when you got close enough.
That's John is her husband.
That they had the velvet ropes. Uh-huh. And it was like, you give the book to one guy and you say what name you want in the book.
Salutations.
Then, right. Then the husband signs the book. Then Paula Deen signs it. And then someone says the name. And it's like an assembly line
yes.
thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. These Food Network stars are very big deals, especially here in D.C.
Anyway, Jan said, so they're leaving, and after they got the book, then the people in line started screaming, there they go. So she said, you know, I pictured Laverne and Shirley running down the street. You know, well, these are Judy's positive they're going to be thrown in jail for this, and Janet, on the other hand, is thrilled that she's scammed her way into this
whole
thing.
Yeah, because, you know, she understands. She understands it's not that big a deal.
Right.
She did better than I did at the Jerry Lewis book signing. Because Jerry claimed there was a flu scare.
Right.
So what you had to do was turn your book in, and then at the end of the program, go and claim your book. Jerry, quote unquote, signed them all backstage.
Jerry, a little germ phobic.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, that's why he changes socks every day.
Luckily, I turned in one book and got two.
Oh, very good.
I don't
know
how this happens.
How'd that happen?
These mistakes happen all the
time. Oh, it's crowd control. It's crazy, crazy. And everybody wants a piece of the famous person.
Yeah, so just, you know, so that's the deal. Just act like you belong.
That's right.
And it was really funny to talk to them afterwards because, like I said with Judy, it was like the movie Heat. She was sitting in our kitchen on like her third glass of wine on Saturday night saying,
calming down.
This, you got to understand, I don't do stuff like this. I am Judy.
Right.
I don't, you know, I am Judy of... of the fake food. Judy of the plastic.
She was
food.
Terrified.
Sure. No, but it was a lot of fun.
So funny they tried to kick him out. Paula Deen. You know, it's not like it's a Motley Crue concert.
She said it was something like that they had expected maybe 5,000 and something like 20,000 idiots showed up.
I'm not surprised.
And none of them.
Unbelievable.
None of them with reserved seats.
This place.
So they go on the honor system. They just, some guy on a bullhorn says, who bought their tickets in April?
Should be fine.
Downtown on a crisp fall afternoon.
Yeah, you put your hand up, you say, I bought them in April. They give you a post-it note. Uh-huh. Good, go to your seat.
That's incredible. I mean, it sounds like pandemonium. Did she enjoy the show?
Yeah.
Did Paula Deen cook?
Oh, did she?
Did she really?
Maybe. No, I've not, you know what, Mike? I have no idea what they did.
So if you had a little pack of Post-its, you could have been a brilliantly rich scalper.
Absolutely.
You could have been scalping the Post-its for 20 bucks.
Were they
bucks
special each? Post-its or were they just the regular
Yeller
Post-its?
Made of
she
butter.
Was, she was saying they were just regular. So they looked like little pads of butter. They were just the tiny.
With little numbers on them or something.
No, not even with numbers.
Just a yellow blank Post-it?
It's just, if you have a yellow Post-it, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, for those ladies that had them in their purse. They're ladies that carry those in their
sure.
purse.
Charlie, you ran security?
Hi there. No one gets in. Miss Deen will not be greeting. Miss Deen will not be greeting today.
How are you?
Judy! Judy! Judy, Jesus! Judy, you will be arrested. I will throw you in jail.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, Don.
Did you also do security at the Dan Mason wedding?
I did.
Did you go? Did you drive down to the LBVD?
Went down, yeah. Unloaded his stuff. He did the DJ, and then I let people in. Mm-hmm. And I said, Donnie Simpson, good to see you.
Michelle Wright.
Hello, Michelle. Hi, Michael. Right over here. Your seat's up against the wall.
I certainly don't mean any disrespect.
Of course not.
Who is Michelle Wright?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but it was on the list. And then I went home with Albie. Yeah. Unloaded his stuff, and he got me a cab. As per usual. If you're here for the Paula Deen show, we have yellow Post-its. That's it. If you bought your tickets in April.
And, you know, those are the people I love, too. The people that plan this in April.
And the
they're the same people that buy up all the airline tickets because they can plan their lives and when they're going to blow their leaves into the street at the same time. I'll be doing that on October 10th.
She had, you know, they had a wild whim. They read about this in the newspaper. They said, sure, but she said there were a lot of people. That, and how many? April, May, June, July,
seven
August.
Months.
Seven months
sure. To say, yes, she's coming in 7 months.
Holy Christ. Okay, more weekend stuff coming up. And again, our best of the bride and groom. And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.